拜拜，八十八人，刷刷，刷刷。
Clean out our moss? Now that's the third time this week.
I've been a little busy, hun. I've got a clan to lead. Besides, today's your turn. At least that's what we agree.
It's always my turn, apart from when it really counts, such as last night's gathering you told me to shut my mouth.
Now, that's an exaggeration. You were speaking out of turn. There are some clan matters that are just not your concern.
Of course they're my concern. I'm your goddamn deputy, and there you go again. You just never take me seriously.
If I didn't take you seriously, I wouldn't have made you deputy. Even though you're next in line, you can't just go step all over me.
Like I owe it all to you. I don't need to take your charity. I saved your scrappy ass 100 times on that journey.
Well, I didn't have a choice, seeing as you refused to leave. All you did was bitch and whine and cry and threaten to spill the beans.
You're a damn mouse brain if you thought you can up and leave with just you little crowy feather tail and tawny. Oh, please tickle. You're like a paranoid queen. You'd have made it halfway and turned around without me. Just you wait. I'm so far from being finished now. Let's just chop your bitch and take note of what I'm spitting. You're demanding, condescending, not at least been understanding. And you wanna know the truth? I've no clue what I saw in you.
Whoa, what's this even about?
Your absence from my life? Just thought I'd point it out.
What do you mean?
Your clan is important, sure, but what about me? Those are things you should have to choose between.
It's not about choosing, I'm just trying to find the time. I can't be everywhere at once, that's why you're by my side.
Speaking of sides, have you chosen one yet? You always seem to find time for daddy, or did you forget?
Alright, enough. You can't seem to let that go. I was young and naive, but I can say that I've grown. Unlike someone here, who still acts like an apprentice, your saltiness and jealous streak is completely horrendous.
Excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? Your friend, your mate, have you forgotten what we've been through? Ever since I won, it's only been you and me. And not to mention, buddy, I'm the mother of your baby.
There it is, squirrel flight, drop the bomb. How many cats in this clan get to call you their mom? Any secrets I should know about, or more that you just let out? If it's lying you prefer, I could always go ahead and ask Ashfur.
And I'll ask Jesse.
No, ask your sis about the three, since you want to keep the truth from me.
Oh, you should know a lot about trusting your siblings. After all, it's my dad your brother planned on killing.
And what did I do? I went ahead and took care of it. You had the guts to break our trust, and frankly, you're a hypocrite. First you say you love me, then I see you getting cozy with a straight-up psychopath who almost killed our family.
I'll have you know.
No, it's my turn to cut you off. You think you're so tough, but you make me sicker than a bout of green cough. I gave you everything I had in me, and all I ever wanted was to hear an apology.
Brambleclaw, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too, but let's just agree that Leafpool is the cause of like 90% of our problems.
Oh yeah, Leafpool's such a bitch.
Oh my Starkling,
like,
sometimes
I
just cannot stand
that
thirsty, two-faced,
Jezebel
hussy. What a pompous little princess.
What the fuck?